Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 25, 1804. While Captain Lewis goes to visit the Grovant, two Grovant come to see Clark. The captains are trying to make as many contacts in the Indian villages as they can before the weather closes in. Clark recalls,
"A fine day, warm and pleasant. Captain Lewis, two interpreters, and six men set out to see the Indians in different towns and camps in the neighborhood. We continue to cover and daub our huts. Two chiefs came to see me today, one named Wakarisara, or Red Shield, a Big Belly, or Grovant, and the first of that nation who has visited us since we have been here. I gave him a handkerchief, paint, and a saw band, and the other some few articles, and paid a particular attention, which pleased them very much. The interpreters being all with Captain Lewis, I could not talk to them. We completed our huts. Several men with bad colds. River fell 1.5 inches. Captain William Clark, November 25, 1804.
Having accurate interpreters was very important to the welfare and progress of the expedition. This visit from the Grovant chiefs was peaceful, but the inability to communicate has raised serious problems in the past for the captains, and will continue to be a difficulty. It just goes to show the importance of learning a second language. Tomorrow, a North Dakota winter.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Additional historical information often taken from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.